Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
A very pleasant good evening, everybody. Rob Weaver along with Dave Kalp from the Portside Fieldhouse in Port Recovery, Ohio. We have Port Recovery and the Parkway Panthers here tonight. And Parkway is certainly on an up cycle. Dave, should be a good game tonight.
Well, I'll tell you what, you and I were talking earlier about how upsetting it was for them last year. The program they had gone, they made a great run deep in the tournament. End up in the regional championship game when the COVID hit, and that was the tail end of their season. So unfortunate for the Panthers last year, along with a ton of schools, and you know, they lost some seniors, and they've got a pretty good core back here with a couple of returning starters, and this should be a barn burner tonight, Rob.
Well, it should be indeed. We do have an interview here with Jim Melton, so let's go to that right now. Here's Coach Melton.
Back at the Portside Fieldhouse, Port Recovery, Ohio, Jim Melton is with us, head coach of the Port Recovery Indians. Last game, Crestview, and we had to travel up to Crestview, and again, Kalen Etzler is the real deal, huh?
Yeah, he's a nice player. I think he ended up with, 26 on us, and, you know, obviously that wasn't our game plan to allow him to have that much success. It's a tough place to play, and, you know, unfortunately we fell short.
Well, I went away, though, feeling like, Jim, that the kids could hang right in there with Crestview if they would have played their best game. They just had some couple of spots that, couldn't get some scoring done and caused us to fall behind.
Yeah, it's our focus the whole week was St. John's. If you were there the night before, you saw that we pretty much dismantled them. And we spent about 6 hours total on Crestview. I mean, it wasn't our focal point. The MAC is our focus first and foremost. There's a few plays here, there, and, you know, we're not full strength, obviously. I think it would have been nice to have Clay Schmitz in the lineup as well. Hopefully we'll have an opportunity to play Crestview in the tournament.
Speaking of Clay, is he going to be back tonight?
He will dress, but most likely won't see any significant minutes. He's still working his way through his injury. He's, you know, had a few practices under his belt, but we're still working him back.
Well, it's promising that he's on his way back, and that's a good thing. Tell us about Parkway. They came off a great, strong year last year, and I'm sure they're going to be tough this year.
Yeah, they're returning Dylan Hughes and the slusher boy. He can shoot it. So they've got a few key pieces there. And Coach Hughes does a nice job. They're going to be a challenge tonight. I'm sure they're focused and dialed in, and they'd like to get a shot back at us here, you know, after they fell short last year.
Well, you have another double weekend this weekend, a tough Ansonia team coming in tomorrow night, and I'm sure you spent most of your time working on Parkway this week.
I did. I really honestly can't tell you much about Ansonia right now. My focal point is the MAC, and, you know, we've got a tough five-game stretch here. We've got Parkway tonight, Ansonia, and then Tri-Village comes to town, you know, on Tuesday. So, we'll grind through it. We're happy for the opportunity to play here in the Forsyth Fieldhouse.
How about your starters tonight, Jim?
Well, it's going to be a little different lineup. We got Derek Judy at the point, Owen Judy on a wing, Kale Ramble on a wing, and then Dylan Evers is a new look. He'll be our stretch four tonight, and then Brian Benn in the middle.
Yeah, Dylan's been obviously playing pretty well, and you're rewarding him for that. He's a kid that likes to get out there and scrap.
Yeah, we like to spread the love a little bit. You know, after tonight, every single guy on our varsity roster will have started a game to this point. Dylan's, he's earned it. We've had a somewhat of a division of labor here for the last 2 weeks, dividing it around. And Dylan has played well, and he's earned this opportunity for sure.
And some comments about Derek Jeudy, two games in a row with 19 points apiece and 19 points a game. And I think you feel pretty good about his floor game. He's stepping up there, doing the job that you want him to do.
Yeah, he's progressing. Obviously, DJ knows that, you know, he's still got some work to do. I want to see his assist to turnover ratio grow. It's not where he was last year at the end of the season. You know, he's definitely putting more points on the board. But, you know, some of that's predicated to how we're being defensed as well. And he's been, you know, given a little bit more opportunities. Brian Benz, you know, he's garnering some respect from our opponents. And so is Cale Rammel, actually. So, you know, Cale come out averaging, you know, what, 15, 16, 17 points there a game in the first two games. So, you know, he's garnered some defensive responsibilities by our opponents. So, you know, we're going to spread it around and make it really difficult to figure out what we're going to do each night. So,
Jim, thanks for the comments. Wish you the best.
Thank you.
That's Jim Melton, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. We'll be back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse with the start of the game, Parkway and Fort Recovery, in just a few minutes.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Is Christmas about buying a tree and hanging lights that glow, sending out cards to the people you know? Is it a chubby old man in a suit that's red saying, ho, ho, ho? Is it mom in the kitchen cooking turkey and ham? Fort Recovery Insurance Agency and Ohio Mutual asked me to remind you it's all of these things. And most importantly, it's the birthday of a very special little baby boy. Keep Christ in Christmas. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency at 888-375-4181 wishes you a Merry Christmas.
Back at the Fortside Fieldhouse, I'm Rob Weaver along with Dave Kalp for tonight's game. A reminder that the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Bannett would like to wish the Fort Recovery Indians the best of luck in tonight's contest with Parkway. Go get them, Indians, says Dr. Tom Bannett and all of Dr. Bannett's staff, and his staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Ten and Chrissy Hart. The Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Bannett. Dr. Bannett would love to be your family's dentist. He's located on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Again, we're on FortRecoveryRadio.com and WPGW tonight. Jay County's game tonight, if you tuned in for that, has been postponed because of COVID problems, unfortunately, for the Jay County Patriots. That's twice this year that Jay County has had to deal with the COVID issue. But that's the way she is. Our first quarter scoreboard sponsor is Calp Pharmacy. Calp Pharmacy, located in downtown Fort Recovery and also in nearby Bern, Indiana and Union City, Indiana, celebrating their 40th anniversary. Calp Pharmacy here in Fort Recovery. Did you think your brother would make it 40 years?
You know, I remember when he started, Rob, and it sure doesn't seem like 40 years, buddy. I can tell you that. That went fast.
So were they always in the shop that's on the other side of the street there?
That's where they started, yep. Started there, and then they added on to that, basically doubled the size of that. And then, of course, here a few years ago, we remodeled the old homestead there across the street, and they moved into there, and then they have offices and a lot of different things over in the old pharmacy. So they've got... got a lot of personnel and very proud of them, that's for sure.
Yep, and folks, don't forget they have their Handicapped Medical Equipment Center located at the south edge of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. And once again, that's a very nice facility there. The Calp Pharmacy Handicapped Medical Equipment Center. Lights are turned off at the moment.
Harold's getting fired up, isn't he?
Yes, yes, indeed. they're having the introduction of the Fort Recovery starting lineup, which we already gave you there. It is senior night tonight, and we did record the senior night activity. We'll have that for you at the halftime tonight. You can hear that back on the halftime for senior night of the seniors, the senior cheerleaders, I should say, and the senior ball players here this evening. We need to hook in, I guess, our pay-per-view camera here to get the lights turned back on.
We'll get her going. This ought to be a heck of a ball game, Rob. I got a feeling that...
Yes, it should be. I'm just looking for this piece here.
All right, very good.
Can you, put that up through there? Right there. Okay, there we go. Get our pay-per-view people so they can hear us.
Oh, very, very good.
There we go. That should work. The smoke is not cleared yet.
Nope, a little cloudy in here.
They had smoke for the introduction of the players, and Parkway gets the tip to start the ball game. Lindsey Green is our studio producer back at the radio station in Portland, and Neil Spencer and Owen Moorman here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com. Parkway with the basketball. His three-point shot is no good. Rebound comes down and out of bounds. Nope. Saving it was Parkway, but it went into the hands of Fort Recovery. Here come the Indians with the ball. Cale Rammel out front. Owen Judy, Derek Judy back on the left side. It goes to Dylan Evers getting a start tonight here. Evers over to Derek Judy. Parkway lost the JV game by 1 point to Fort Recovery. It was a thriller. Indians hung on to win that one. And we'll tell you more about that at halftime. Started out with a 10-0 lead in that game, and it ended up 34-33. Fort Recovery wins by one. There's Cale Rammel. No good on the three. That's normally his shot. Rebound comes down to Parkway. Getting the grab there was Gabe Schaff. I believe it's pronounced Schaff.
I think so.
Here's a drive to the hole. It's up and no good by Dylan Hughes, the son of the coach, Doug Hughes. And Fort Recovery gets the rebound. Owen Judy on the right side. Back to Derek Judy. Back to Owen on the right wing. Back to Derek. Derek dribbling the ball. Our first quarter scoreboard sponsor again, Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery and also in Bern, Indiana and Union City, Indiana. Down low to Derek Judy. He'll stop. He'll fire. It's partially blocked. And Parkway comes up with the rebound. Caden Slusher, I hear he's quite a three-point gunner.
He likes to shoot her, I heard.
Left side, it goes to Dylan Hughes. Hughes comes down the lane, feeds over in the right corner. Going into the middle of the lane was Gabe Schaff. And there's a shot up and no good by the gentleman you just said likes to shoot her, Caden Slusher, and he missed it. Derek Judy has the ball. Back outside to Dylan Evers. Evers over to Derek Judy. Judy dribbling in the center circle now area. Moves his way to the right over to Brian Benn. Back out top to Dylan Evers. On the left side to Cale Rammel. Rammel dumps it down low to Brian Benn. He'll feed back outside to Cale Rammel. Rammel tries to go baseline. Not an opening there. Back out to Dylan Evers. Here's your... need to turn that off.
Yep.
Number two there. Cale Rammel with the basketball back out front. Right side, Owen Judy, and it does not go. Rebound comes down and out of bounds off of Parkway.
Boy, we're hitting hard.
Oh, no, they say it went off Fort Recovery.
Both teams hitting the glass hard right now. I tell you what, they're going after the rebounds.
Rob Weaver here, along with Dave Kalp, for the broadcast tonight on FortRecoveryRadio.com and WPGW. Again, Jay County's game, if you tuned in for that, not going to happen. COVID problems on the Jay County camp, so no basketball game tonight for Jay. Here's Dylan Hughes, up and no good. Rebound comes to Owen Judy. Judy comes down across the timeline, right side to Dylan Evers. Back out it goes. Cale Rammel with it. Around the horn on the left to Derek Judy. He's had 19 points in the last two games. Derek Judy has. Really stepping up with his leadership and scoring. Owen Judy out top over to Cale Rammel. Parkway's defense pretty pesky on us here.
Well, they're in a man-to-man defense, and I think that's what they played on us last year. They play it pretty tight.
Judy goes to the hole. He misses it, but got his own rebound and scores. Derek Judy makes the first basket of the game to put Fort Recovery out in front, 2-0. There's a shot by Hughes up, or no, by that was by Gabe Schaff. It's no good. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery, and Owen Judy feeds over to Derek Judy. Don't forget, Cal Pharmacy has a weekly prescription program. They'll deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Ask a friendly Cal Pharmacy pharmacist if that's the right program for you. Delivering right to your home your prescriptions on a weekly basis. Inside to Brian Benn, goes to the hole. He misses, and he's fouled in the act of shooting. Pretty big step he took there.
I'll tell you what, when he turns like that, you better get out of his road, because
he is a big dude, that's for sure. Brian Benn is fouled in the act of shooting. He's at the line, puts it up, and it's no good off the front of the rim. I'm going to call that foul on...
I think it was number 5. I think it was that Schaefkin.
I think they gave it to 2.
Did they give it to 2?
Yeah. Okay. At least the scoreboard did. Jacob Rogers was the kid who apparently committed the foul. Second free throw is good. So he hits 1 of 2 to make it 3-0. Fort Recovery with the lead here in the first quarter of play. Portside Fieldhouse, Big Mac game. Here's a shot from the corner by Hughes. Good. 3-point shot by Dylan Hughes. Of course, Dylan's mom is the famed Lynn Benn of Fort Recovery.
Oh, nice job.
Brian Benn inside, and he puts it up and in and scores.
He went up the first time, and Dylan got a hand on it, made a good block on it. Benny got his own rebound and put it back in and got fouled.
I'm going to call this personal foul.
I'm pretty sure it was on Dylan.
Okay. Free throw by Brian Benn is no good this time. But we got the basket to make it 5-0. And here comes Parkway with the ball after the missed free throw. Back outside. With it there is Caden Slusher. Inside it goes. Shots up and no good by Riley Samples. And a foul's going to be called, I think, on Fort Recovery. Owen Judy gets called for the foul. Owen will come out of the game. And here comes Cale Rammel in the contest. Tomorrow night, the Indians are home with Ansonia. We'll have that game for you here on the radio tomorrow night. Left side it goes, back outside. Dylan Hughes with the basketball, way out in the angle. Looking over to his dad saying, "What do you want me to do, Dad?" Standing at the center circle. Fort Recovery in his own defense here. Here's a shot from the free throw line, up and no good by Caden Slusher. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery.
Nice rebound by Cale Rammel there.
Cale has the ball, hands it off. Kobe's in the lineup now. Left side shot by Regan Martin. 3-pointer by Regan Martin to make it 8-3. He has been a little bit missing in action scoring-wise this year.
Well, it was a nice assist by Gavin, too. He went in there hard and dished it out for an easy trade.
There's a drive to the hole, and Dylan Hughes hits the layup for the Parkway Panthers. Fort Recovery leading by 3, 8-5 on the Cal Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard. Celebrating 40 years in business here in Fort Recovery, Cal Pharmacy. Great community-minded business. Right side to Regan Martin. Underneath to Derek Judy as they tried the backdoor play, and Derek didn't quite get it up and in. There's a shot from the left side, no good by Parkway. Rebound comes to the Panthers. Getting the board there was Gabe Schaff as Jacob Rogers missed the shot from the corner. Here's a drive to the hole, no good by Caden Slusher, and he is fouled in the act of shooting. So Caden Slusher will be at the line for 2 shots. Caden wears number 22. He is a junior on this Parkway team. Free throws up and good. That cuts the lead to 8-6 now. Again, at halftime, we'll have the presentation of the senior night from here at the Portside Fieldhouse, which was held earlier tonight between games. Slusher at the free throw line. Bouncing the ball. And it is in and out, no good. Rebound comes to Kale Rammel. To Owen Judy. Down the right side to Derek Judy. 8-6 score. 2-point lead for the Indians. 1:17 to go in the first quarter on the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard. Derek Judy goes to the right side. Goes back left. In the lane. Pops the shot. And, oh, in and out. No good. Rebounds fought for. Picked up by Dylan Evers. Back outside. Kale Rammel on the left. There's Regan. Regan goes in and misses. And he is fouled in the act of shooting. They're going to call that foul on Gabe Shaw. Shafe. Let's see how Harold pronounces that. Chef. Just like chef with no T. Chef.
I think so.
Regan Martin at the free throw line. He puts it up, and it is no good off the back of the rim.
Man, we got to start making our easy buckets of free throws here.
Yeah, not a good start for us. 1-4.
Yeah.
Regan back up there again. Bounces the basketball, lets it fly, and it's off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound chased down and out of bounds. Fort Recovery is going to get it. They said it went off of the Panthers. I believe that was Grant Bullenbacher who was hustling for the ball over there.
Good hustle by Kale Rammel on that, too. They both went after that ball, and I think he just got lucky, and it went off his leg.
Indians put it back in play. Rammel travels. Yep, he did.
Didn't get to pass away like he thought he was going to.
He drove to the bucket and then wanted to pass it off. And like you say,
Parkway standing in his way. He had to take an extra step.
Full recovery, full court press here. Dylan Hughes has it. He feeds up to Slusher. Caden Slusher. Back on the left to Dylan Hughes. Hughes dribbling outside. Looks over to his dad for the play. Hughes dribbling out of the center circle.
I think they're going for one shot here. Down to 22 seconds.
And it must be. I asked Coach Hughes, I said, is this your last one? He said, nope, I got an eighth grader. And then he's also has a sophomore daughter who was on that team from last night, the girls' team from last night.
I got to hear a little bit of that, but I saw we won in the tail end there.
Here's a drive to the hole.
Nice block right there by Kale.
And up and good by Parkway's Grant Bullenbacher right at the gun. Grant Bullenbacher ties up the game at the first quarter as the buzzer sounds. 8-8 at the end of the first quarter of play here. And once again, our fine halftime sponsor, your friends at fine first quarter sponsor, I should say, your friends at Cal Pharmacy. Don't forget, they're celebrating their 40th anniversary. They are open extra hours during the week at the Cal Pharmacy location in Fort Recovery until 7 o'clock Monday through Thursday and until 6 on Friday nights. Cal Pharmacy. We'll be back in a moment here on PG14 and J Country 101 Radio right after this.
Joe, look at what came in the mail. It's a basketball.
Oh, boy, I have been waiting on it. Honey, I'm going to go out and start practicing so I can become as good as those high school players we watched the other night.
Honk, honk. Joe, get off the street with that basketball before you get hurt.
Folks, always play smart and safe. Enjoy and support your local high school basketball team. This message is brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio. 1-800-637-7161. Again, that's 1-800-637-7161. 7161.
Once again, Rob Weaver and Dave Kalp here at the Portside Fieldhouse. Thanks to Kalp Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Again, don't forget to ask them about their weekly prescription delivery service, delivering your prescriptions to you right to your home on a weekly basis at Cal Pharmacy. Second quarter brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service on State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery. K&L. Here's Owen. Judy does not go. Rebound comes to Parkway. Caden Slusher ends up with the rebound for the Parkway Panthers. Right side it goes. Back out top. And here's a ball that's knocked away by Derek Judy. He made the steal. Comes down. Lays it in. Derek Jeudy got the steal and the basket to make it 10-8. Derek now with 4 points on the night, I believe.
Yes, he does. He's our leading scorer right now.
Caden Slusher gives over here to Gabe Schaff. Back out top it goes. Now in the lane to Caden Slusher. He missed the jump shot. Rebound comes to Regan Martin. Slusher's just not on tonight. He hasn't scored at all.
Yeah, he just needs to break the ice probably, and hopefully he waits for a while, yeah.
They took Dylan Hughes out of the game to give him a rest at the moment. Right side, Owen Jeudy. Back out goes to K.O. Rammel. Rammel down the lane. He'll stop. He'll pop. He'll miss. Rebound. Dylan Evers back in. Dylan Evers gets the rebound basket to make it 12-8. Indians on top by 4 points here on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. There's a three-point bomb. No good by Caden Slusher. And Owen Jeudy comes down with the rebound. Rammel on the right, back out top to Derek Jeudy. Here's Owen Jeudy, back to Derek on the right. Derek backs it up now to the angle. Looks for a teammate, now comes towards the top of the key. Moves his way down the left of the lane, stops. Still dribbling, feeds over to Regan Martin. Martin drives baseline over on the right corner to Dylan Evers, and Evers threw it away.
I'm not sure that Parkway boy didn't tip it, so.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
Parkway tipped it. Coach Hughes said, what happened there? And the official said they tipped it. Full recovery still with the ball. Regan Martin out top to Dylan Evers. Here is Kale Rammel. Turns, fires, misses. Rebound comes to Derek Jeudy. He'll put it up and does not go. Rebound to Parkway. Caden Slusher. He'll comes racing down in the lane. Feeds over on the left. It goes to Gabe Schaff. Here's a drive and a travel on Parkway.
I thought it was possible he took an extra step there. He took, but he's so long, he goes a long way in a step.
Coach Jim Melton up talking with Kale Rammel for a moment.
And he's playing good defense this quarter so far, holding them scoreless here for the first 2.5 minutes.
It's a good thing because we've only scored 4.
You betcha.
Indians on top 12-8 on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter scoreboard. Derek Jeudy into Brian Benn. Oh, he scores. Give Derek Jeudy the assist and Brian Benn the layup. Makes it 14-8, brother.
When Benny gets some pin like that, you can't stop him.
Here's Hughes driving scoring. Dylan Hughes with his 7th point of the night. Indians with the basketball. Owen Jeudy over on the right side. Passing over to Derek Jeudy. Derek back to Owen. Owen looks, dribbling. Now feeds over on the left to K.O. Rammel. Back out top to Derek Jeudy. Guarded by Dylan Hughes. And ball's tipped by Parkway. That's Indians got a break there,
yes,
because
we
had a little miscommunication. And Derek Jeudy was trying to pass to Owen Jeudy. And Owen broke towards the baseline. And he was not there.
Got very lucky.
But Parkway touched the ball before it went out of bounds. So we get to keep it. Derek Jeudy, top of the key. He'll stop. He'll pass over on the right side to Dylan Evers. He'll fire a three. Yes! Dylan Evers connects on the three.
How about that? That young man's playing a game tonight.
17-10. Evers getting his first start of the year, and he's being rewarded here. Here's Dylan Hughes. He guns a three, and Parkway calls timeout. Timeout Parkway, 17-13. Indians on top by 4 over the Parkway Panthers. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Kapp Pharmacy, a locally owned health department pharmacy. Has a doctor or healthcare provider prescribed intravenous treatment for you or your loved one? Kapp Pharmacy can help bring a small part of hospital-level care to your home by providing intravenous medications that have been compounded sterilely in our clean room. We also coordinate insurance verifications, on-call support from pharmacists, clinical monitoring, and reporting to the healthcare providers. So call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 800-686-2314 for intravenous home-based treatment. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Want to say hi to Barb Saltwine. She's listening to our broadcast tonight. I think she's watching it. Watching and listening.
Yeah, I think it was Gary's 65th birthday, I think I saw on social media. So happy birthday, Big Gary.
Is he still working for Rev, making the big bucks or not?
I'm sure he's making the big bucks. I don't know where he's working, but...
No, I think he's retired.
He might be.
I think he is.
But he might be now. Derek Judy with the ball back out to Owen Judy. Owen dribbling in the lane, pops the shot.
Be travel.
Good, and they're going to call a foul before the shot on Parkway. Owen hit a nice shot there, but he's fouled before the shot. 17-13 score. Indians lead by four with the ball. Derek Judy. And he passes to Owen. Back outside to Cale Rammel. There's Derek Judy again on the right. Oh, there's a collision. Oh, my Lord. I think we got a break on that, Dave-O.
Well, I'm pretty sure that the Parkway fans are taking charge all the way, huh? He went in there pretty hard.
Derek Judy and a Parkway player collided, and they call the foul on Parkway. So Fort Recovery gets it back in play. Here's Owen Judy missing the shot from the baseline. Got his own rebound underneath. Puts it back up. No good. Rebound Parkway and a foul on Owen Judy trying to get the ball back from Dylan Hughes. Oh. 17-13, 3:39 to go in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Hey, check out the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI. Built tough with poultry growers in mind and available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service on State Route 49, the south edge of Fort Recovery, Ohio. One of the fine, long-time Fort Recovery businesses. Dylan Hughes, right side it goes. With the ball there, Jacob Rogers. Back to Dylan Hughes. Hughes is definitely the go man.
Yeah, he likes to start out there on top and then take that ball and make a move and go all the way to the rack.
Indians in their 2-3 zone. Dylan Hughes outside, pops a three, missed. Way off the mark. Rebound comes to Derek Judy. Down to Dylan Evers. Evers stops, feeds back out to Derek Judy. Judy way outside here. He'll feed over to Brian Benn, now to Regan Martin. Martin goes in the lane, he puts it up, and got it! And he's fouled in the act of shooting. Threading the old needle there, Dave.
Boy, that was some move right there, wasn't it? He kind of up and under and then made it from the backside of the rim and got fouled in the play.
Let's see, Regan has 5 points now on the night, and he'll be at the line here for one free throw.
His first step is quick, now I'm telling you.
No good on the free throw and a foul on the rebound on Dylan. Yeah, Dylan Evers gets called for the foul. You know, for outstanding service for your farm equipment, depend on K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Farm equipment or lawn and garden equipment, they can take care of it for you. Hughes with the ball over on the right side. Slusher. Around the horn it goes, over on the left to Rogers. Jacob Rogers back outside. Inside it goes to Caden Slusher. He'll back it out now. Out near the timeline. Indians leading here, 19-13. Right side, Slusher feeds back out to Dylan Hughes. Hughes comes out to the center circle. Right side it goes to Slusher. Back to Hughes, drives down to the lane. He'll go to the baseline, puts it up, missed it. Rebound, battled for, and it's going to be a foul on Dylan Hughes.
Oh, boy.
They say he fouled Cale Rammel. And that's only his first personal foul.
So.
Yeah, he's not in any trouble.
Well, he had a foul down here. That should have been, didn't he foul on the other end?
Well,
I'm thinking he might have, too, because I got him marked down for... But the board says one.
Well, the board's not always right.
No, and I'm certainly not always right.
Cale, it's a 1-1, so Cale Rammel will go to the free throw line here.
Again, I think we've only made one free throw. I think we're 1-for-8 now.
Oh, my goodness. Come on, Cale, get that percentage up here. First free throw is up, and it's good. There we go. 20-13. Just think, if we'd have those 7 points, it'd be 27-13.
Oh, I know. It's a different ballgame, isn't it?
Well, Coach Hughes is angry about something.
Yeah, he's yelling at the official there. Now he's going to yell at the other official.
They're not too happy. The official's not too happy.
Neither one of them. That's right.
Second free throw is no good.
Rebounded by Dylan Hughes.
Yep. Dylan Hughes with the ball in the lane. He'll pass back out to Slusher. He'll fire and he'll hit. Hayden Slusher connects on the three.
Only a matter of time on that, wasn't it?
That's his first one of the night.
First one of the night and fourth point. So
makes it now 20-16. 4-point lead for the Indians. Regan Martin goes to Dylan Evers. Underneath to Brian Benn. He puts it up and scores.
Nice job.
Brian Benn. Evers with the assist. Benn with the layup. 22-16. Indians on top by six. Left side, Dylan Hughes. He'll stop. Pass back outside to Rogers. Now it goes over here to Caden Slusher. Slusher way out at the center circle. Right side it goes. That's Gabe Schaff with the ball. Back on the left side. Slusher looking, lobs it inside to Hughes. He'll put it up and miss. Rebound, battled for. Parkway got the rebound and scores. Gabe Schaff scoring to make it 22-18, a 4-point lead. Port Recovery with the ball with 54 seconds. Stay tuned. At halftime, we're going to have the senior recognition night presentation for you here on the radio. This is coming up real soon. I'll alert Lindsey Green back at the station to have that ready to go. 37 seconds left in the first half of play. Now Fort Recovery is going to play for just one shot here.
It looks like it. They're going to stay back in that zone. Now they're going to switch out. I think they're going to come out and get him. Now they switch to a man.
Derek Judy, center circle, works his way to the right side. Looks at Coach Melton. 14 seconds. Now Parkway backs up into that 1-3-1 zone. Right side, there's Cale Rammel. Rammel looks for the shot, can't find it. Derek Judy, 2 seconds. Judy goes to the hole, nice. He scores. Derek Judy at the gun. That gives him a total now of 6 points, I think, on the night.
I think it is. I didn't think that was going to work out the way we wanted it to. And, man, he took it to the hole and got a nice drifter in there and laid it in.
It did indeed. Stay tuned. We'll have the senior night recognition coming up in just a moment here on PG14, Jay Country 101, and FortRecoveryRadio.com.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses that stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
Okay, at this time, we're going to go to the senior night recognition that was held between games here this evening. A lot of seniors recognized, both cheerleaders and basketball players. So here that is for you on the radio and on FortRecoveryRadio.com. You folks listening on pay-per-view, sorry, you're not going to be able to hear that. But here's the senior night recognition as we'll play that right now.
Recognizing our 2021 senior cheerleaders, coached by Courtney Moore and Taylor Flonte, and our senior basketball players, coached by Mr. Jim Mel.
So how's it going?
Good, yourself?
First, our cheerleaders. Our first cheerleader, Nicole Brunswick. Nicole is the daughter of Bob and Kelly Brunswick. Nicole has been a basketball cheerleader and a member of the Color Guard for the past 4 years. When asked to list some of her proudest moments, she lists qualifying for state marching band competition her freshman and junior years and marching at Disney World. Nicole plans to major in business after graduation at The Ohio State University. Senior Nicole Brunswick and Mom and Dad. Our next cheerleader, Emerson Guggenbiller. Emerson is the daughter of Aaron and Beth Guggenbiller. She has been a basketball and football cheerleader for the past 4 years. Emerson plans to attend the University of Toledo and major in human resources. Senior Emerson Guggenbiller. Our next senior, Cheyenne Rodriguez. Cheyenne is the daughter of Liz and Nathan Bargy. Cheyenne has been a basketball and football cheerleader for the past 4 years. Some accomplishments she is most proud of are receiving her green hand and chapter degrees in the FFA and starting a photography business. She's undecided on her plans after graduation. Senior Cheyenne Rodriguez and Mom and Dad. Now it's time for our senior boys basketball players. Our first will be Brian Benn. Brian is the son of Chris and Amy Benn. Brian has played basketball and football for the past 4 years. He lists his following as accomplishments he is most proud of, being named second team on All-MAC for football his senior year and first All-MAC for basketball last year. After graduation, Brian plans to major in accounting and play football at an undecided college. Senior Brian Benn and proud mom and dad. Next up, Dylan Evers. Dylan is the son of Brad and Michelle Evers. He has been on the basketball, football, and baseball teams for the past 4 years. Dylan's future plans are to attend college with an undecided major. Senior Dylan Evers. Next up, Derek Judy. Derek is the son of Dave and Kate Judy. He has been on the basketball and football teams for the past 4 years. The accomplishments Derek lists as ones he's most proud of are being named first team All-MAC offense and second team All-MAC defense for football, as well as second team All-MAC for basketball. He plans on majoring in business at an undecided college. Senior Derek Judy. And proud mom and dad. Next up, Regan Martin.
Sounds good.
Regan is the son of Dane and Deb Martin. He has participated in basketball and football for 4 years and baseball for 3 years. He lists the following as accomplishments he is most proud of: earning 7 varsity letters, earning a place on All-MAC second team offense and defense for football, and earning All-MAC honorable mention for basketball. As of now, Regan's plans for after high school are undecided. Senior Regan Martin. Our next senior, Mr. Clay Schmitz. Clay is the son of Steve and Amy Schmitz. He has played basketball and football for 4 years and played baseball for 2. An accomplishment Clay is ground of his being named first team All-MAC for basketball. He plans to major in business at an undecided college. Senior Clay Schmitz. And proud mom and dad. Our next senior, Mr. Gavin Toby. Gavin is the son of Sean and Christy Toby. He has been on the basketball and football teams for 4 years and the baseball team for 2 years. Accomplishments Gavin is most proud of are being named to the second team All-MAC for football as a sophomore and to the first team All-MAC his junior and senior years. His future plans are to major in business at an undecided college. Senior Gavin Toby and Mom and Dad. Seniors, we wish you the best of luck in the future, and thank you for all the dedication you have to the Full Recovery Athletics. Let's hear it for this senior class. They've had to go through a lot these last year. Good luck, guys.
Back here at the Portside Fieldhouse, we hope you enjoyed the senior night that was held between games here this evening. We'll be back to, we're running short on time here. Let's just go ahead and give you the stats at halftime right now. Dave, what do you got for us?
Well, you know, I tell you what, we were pretty close on rebounding, and we talked about it earlier in the game, how both teams were just crashing the boards, and I think we got them by a couple on that, but both teams have also taken care of the ball really well, and I've only got the board for a couple of turnovers, and I've got three for the Parkway Panthers, so that's a pretty clean first half, considering how and considering how the MAC games they usually go. But points-wise for the Indians, I tell you what, Regan Martin's got 5. Derek Judy's got 6. Kale Ramler's got 1 free throw. Dylan Evers, nice 3. He had a 3 from the corner. Had a putback for 5 points. And Big Benny in the middle, he's got 7 points. For the Parkway Panthers, Dylan Hughes is leading the way with 10. And we're fortunate to hold the Slusser board at 4. And hopefully we can do the same thing in the second half. So I'm looking forward to maybe some changes on the defensive end for us. But I think we got a heck of a ball game here in the second half, Rob.
I believe it was, 8-8 at the first quarter?
It was 8-8 at the end of the first quarter, and then we outscored them 16-10 there in the second quarter to take a 24-18 lead. And I think we had 6 offensive points on rebounds, which is big. Our free throws.
Yeah, free throws are a big problem. But getting better.
Yeah, we got to make them.
JV game was won by the Indians 34-33. They started out great, leading 13-2 at the first quarter, but Parkway just kept chipping away and got back to within 1 point right at the buzzer. Fort Recovery was led in the JV game by Rex Leverett. 10 points, starting to look like his dad. Had 2 threes and 4 out of 4 at the free throw line. 7 points for Landon Post, 5 for Ross Pearson, 6 for Caleb Evers, and 3 apiece for Riggs Toby and Alex Dews. Here's a 3-point shot by Slusher to start the second half. It's no good. Rebound Fort Recovery, and the Indians have the ball. Our third quarter scoreboard sponsor, Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. You'll find the farmer's friends at Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery.
I believe both teams are starting going back with their original starting 5 on both sides.
Inside to Brian Benn, and he falls out of bounds, and they're going to say he got shoved out of bounds.
He did.
So personal foul on Parkway here. Let's remind you that Cooper Farms offers a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. Dylan Evers has a shot blocked out of bounds by Parkway's Gabe Schaff. By the way, I guess Gary Saltmine is still punching the time clock.
Is he really?
Not retired yet. Into Brian Benn in the lane. Puts it up. No good. Rebound taken away by Brian Benn. And they're going to say that Parkway's Riley Samples had his hand on the ball while standing out of bounds. So they're going to give it to Fort Recovery.
Well, I hope Gary keeps working so I can sneak out there and keep fishing in his pond.
Left side it goes to Owen Judy. Back out to Kale Ramel. Derek Judy on the left. Right side it goes to Kale Ramel. Back out top to Derek Judy. Looking, driving down the lane. Lays it up off the glass and in. Derek Judy with 8 points, I think, tonight so far.
He's now our leading scorer.
Dylan Hughes has the ball knocked away by Kale Ramel, but Slusher got it back for Parkway. Caden Slusher. Dylan Hughes again, the coach's son, Doug Hughes' son, Doug and Lynn Ben Hughes' son. Inside to Dylan. He'll be double-teamed. The ball's tipped away. Parkway got it back. Here's a shot up and no good. Rolls off of there by Gabe Schaff. And Parkway ends up losing the ball. And Fort Recovery has it on the rebound.
Nice rebound by Cale Rammel. He hung in there and came out of there with that loose ball.
Indians lead 26-18. 8-point lead here. It's been quite a battle tonight. And I'm just amazed at the low number of turnovers these two teams have. Owen Judy in the lane, pops the shot, no good off the front of the rim, and a foul's going to be called on Brian Benn. Or is it on Parkway? Wait.
I'm not sure it wasn't on the shot, potentially. Yeah. Well, no, they call him on the rebound, but I thought Owen got hit in the hand there when he was taking the shot. But it was on the floor.
So anyway, well, we have timeout called by Fort Recovery with 5:57 to go on the Cooper Farms third quarter scoreboard. It's 26-18. Indians in the lead. We'll be back in just a moment.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Just a 30-second timeout there. Again, Jay County was supposed to play tonight, but their game was canceled because of COVID problems. And so, looks like the Patriots are sidelined for another 10 days or so, apparently. Fort Recovery gets the ball inbounds to Brian Benn, to Cale Rammel. Back on the right side to Owen Judy. Out top to Cale Rammel, on the left to Derek Judy. Derek dribbling the basketball, being very patient here. Parkway's being patient, and Fort Recovery's being patient. To make this game go quick.
Well, that's exactly right. And they keep switching their defenses up on us and doing a nice job with that.
Derek Judy on the left. He'll drive the baseline. Feeds back outside to Cale Rammel. He's got the three-point shot. Does not go. Rebound, Brian Benn, back up and good.
That's a big boy getting that rebound right there. He took it.
Just took that right away from Parkway.
Yes, he did. He just ripped it out of there with one hand and said, I'll have that.
There's a foul on Fort Recovery on Cale Rammel. Cale shakes his head, said, yeah, I did.
He reached in there on Dylan Hughes.
Don't forget, if you want to check out the job opportunities from Cooper Farms, they've got, of course, they're a very big company, not just their location here in Fort Recovery. And their job opportunities are cooperfarms.com/join our team. cooperfarms.com/join our team. Check them out. You might find something that'll improve your life, change your life, possibly, with a better job. Here's Dylan Hughes way outside. Now he drives in the lane, spins, fires, and he hits. Dylan Hughes says, watch me take it at you, baby.
Ain't that something? I mean, he starts out there at half court and just takes off like crazy.
Left side to Dylan Evers, back out to Cale Rammel. Here's Derek Judy on the right, goes in the lane. He'll scoop it up, and no good. Rebound off of Brian Benn, out of bounds. Parkway will keep the basketball or get it back. I should say. 4:30 to go on the Cooper Farms third quarter scoreboard. Tomorrow night, Ansonia, another big game. Not a league game, but Ansonia's got a good team. They'll be here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. We'll have the game on FortRecoveryRadio.com and on the radio station for you tomorrow night. Parkway works the ball on the perimeter. Here's Dylan Hughes again. It goes against Toby, and he scores.
Nice move.
Hughes driving against Toby.
I think that's 14 points now. And we brought Gavin in, and he came in, and he had to guard Dylan right out of the chute. And he put a head move on him, and away he went to the hole.
Yep, he had enough to slip by him. 28-22, and Dylan Hughes goes to the free throw line. He's got 14 points tonight so far. This is up and good, 15 for him. He's a nice player.
Yes, he is. That young man works his tail off.
There's Owen Judy firing a three from the corner. A little short, no good. Rebound comes to Caleb Slusher of Parkway. Slusher wears number 22 on his uniform, works his way to the right side, back out to Dylan Hughes, way out at the timeline. directing traffic. Right side it goes. There's Riley Samples. Back out top to Slusher. Now to Hughes. Hughes dribbling, being guarded by Derek Judy. Right side it goes to Slusher. Back out to Hughes. Three-point shot. He got it. Wow, what a player for a coach's son.
Yeah, he's
huh?
putting on a quarter right now. He's got 18 points, and he's feeling it.
28-26. Parkway has cut the lead to 2 points. Timeout in the Cooper Farm third quarter. 3:32 to go in the quarter of play, and again, it's 28-26.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which include saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Well, we're not scoring a lot of points here, but this is a fantastic game. Fun to watch.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that timeout right there was just to say, hey, let's cool him down a little bit. They can get him out of the flow a little bit because Dylan was, he wants the ball in his hands.
Full recovery's Gavin Toby tossing it in to Regan Martin. Martin way outside. Dribbles to his right on the wing. He'll pass back top to Derek Judy. Derek tries to go against Slusher. Almost lost the ball. Picks it up. He's back outside. Here's Regan Martin. Martin drives to the hole and lays it in.
Nice.
Regan Martin beat his man. They cleared it out for him, and he put it in the basket.
That's that first quick step again, Rob, and that gives him 7 points on the game.
30-26. One of Regan's better games this year. With the ball, there's number 12 who just came in, Fletcher Smith. He hasn't been in hardly at all for Parkway.
First time.
Dylan Hughes with the ball. He'll drive around, pops the shot off the glass, doesn't get it to go, got his own rebound. He scores, and he's fouled in the act of shooting. And it's now 30-28, and Dylan can cut the lead to 1. Dylan Hughes goes to the free throw line. He now has a total of 18.
He's got 20, I believe.
20.
He's got 20 out of their 28.
Wow. What a performance by Dylan Hughes. Dylan Hughes steps back up there. Indians have Derek Judy, Dylan Evers, Cale Rammel, Regan Martin, and Owen Judy in the lineup right now. This is no good off the back of the rim. Rebound comes to Regan Martin. Left side, there's Owen Judy, goes to the hole, and he is fouled from behind by Dylan Hughes. Owen got the advantage, got in front of him, and Hughes tried to block it, and he fouled him.
Now we got to make these free throws, Owen. Come on, boy.
So Owen Judy at the free throw line. Bounces that basketball. Lets her fly, and it is good.
Yeah, we get him in the scoring column.
I would guess Oscar's listening tonight. Oscar, hey, your grandson's doing pretty good. No good off the back of the rim this time. I shouldn't have bragged on him.
You jinxed him, didn't you?
31-28. Here's Dylan Hughes on a three. He got it. Dylan Hughes on a three, and that ties the game. 31-31. We cannot stop him. He's got 23 points now. We're only in the third quarter. Still 2:14 to go in the quarter. There's a foul on Parkway on Riley Samples. At Fletcher Smith, who came in there a moment ago, and he's still in there. He's only a freshman. Here we go with the inbounds pass from Fort Recovery's Derek Judy. Lobs it in to Dylan Evers. It's knocked out of bounds, and they say Parkway tipped it out.
That was Riley Samples tipping it away.
We were lucky to get that ball back because we were running out of time to get it in, and our play broke down. So we just lobbed it in to Dylan Evers, and luckily we get it back. Now we get it in safe.
Indians with the basketball. Derek Judy with it out front. Looking for some help. Judy still dribbling the ball out front. Now he decides to go to the free throw line, dumping the right corner to Cale Rammel.
Nice move, Cale Rammel.
Rammel went around his defensive man, Gabe Schaff, and lays it in. Nice shot for Rammel. Here's Flusher passing in the right corner with the ball there. Jacob Rogers back outside to Dylan Hughes. 33-31, Indians lead by two in the Cooper Farms third quarter of play. Again, we do remind you that Cooper Farms offers a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Dylan Hughes comes over, talks to his dad. Now, let's see here. What are we going to do here, Dad?
All right, now they're looking like they're going to take one shot with a minute and four to go.
May be the case. A game of chess here for recovery in their zone defense, and they're just standing back. Now the Indians decide to go man-to-man, I think.
I think we just switched up our zone.
Oh, yeah, we did. We switched the zone. Well,
I think we're at a 1-2-2 now, and Regan's out here guarding the Flusher boy, and Dylan's just dribbling the ball half court.
Fort Recovery's just sagging back, and Dylan Hughes is just at the center circle, just dribbling the ball. 23 seconds to go in the third quarter of play. 33-31, Indians by two. Parkway with the basketball. Cooper Farms, third quarter. Here we go. Cooper Farms, third quarter. Parkway puts the ball in motion. Dylan Hughes with it. He'll pop the three-point shot. Short. No good. Rebound comes to Parkway. Back outside to Slusher. He'll fire a three. Oh, he hit it at the gun. Slusher hits it at the gun in desperation. He had turned around to look at the clock and see how much time there was and just said, oh, my God, I got to shoot the ball.
He's down to 1.4 or something.
And turns around and throws it up there, and it goes in. And that gives Parkway the lead, 34-33, and they haven't led much tonight. That's Parkway in the lead.
That might be the first time they've been in the lead since early in the first quarter, Rob.
That might be. We'll be back with the fourth quarter. Thanks to Cooper Farms for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor.
Hi, this is Jerry Cow from Cow Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology C-Lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And in December, we're offering up to 15% off C-Lift chairs. So let our experienced customer service specialists assist you in choosing the perfect C-Lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Cow Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, that's the kind of shot that you say probably shouldn't have gone in, but it did, and Parkway has the lead.
Hats off to him, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Owen Judy with the ball, lost it, picks it back up to Cale Rammel. No, that's Dylan Evers, I'm sorry. Regan Martin on the right to Derek Judy at the free throw line. Drives and puts it up and in. He scores, and he's fouled in the act of shooting, and the Indians have the lead right back. 35-34 and maybe 36-34. Derek Judy scored 19 points in each of the last two games. He has 10 now here tonight already. Maybe not already, but he has 10, and he's maybe headed for 19 again tonight.
I hope so. We're going to need it.
Judy will have one free throw. That's Derek Judy. Dribbles the ball. Fort Recovery's Fort Site Fieldhouse is where we're coming from
there
tonight.
There we go.
Got the free throw. That makes it now 36-34. Indians on top by two with the three-point play the old-fashioned way. And Judy now with 11 points on the night. Dylan Hughes with the ball. He has 23 points tonight. Dylan Hughes does. Here is Riley Samples looking to pass off. Goes to Jacob Rogers. Rogers way on the outside. And he threw it away. Nope, they say it was touched by Regan Martin. Boy, I don't know.
It was a good call. I was sitting there right in front of me, and Regan definitely touched it. And the Parkway kid put his hand out, but he didn't get it. I think Ben Kramer made that call, the official, and Melton's kind of chuckling to him over there. And he made the right one that time, Rob.
Ben's been at it a long time.
Yep.
Nice young, and he's still young.
Yes, he
good,
does.
Good young
Doesn't
official.
Look any different, does he?
Here's the ball loose, and a foul on Owen Judy.
Yeah,
he bumped up against Dylan Hughes. Owen tried to steal the ball and then bumped up against Dylan Hughes, and so it'll be out of bounds to the Parkway Panthers.
Both teams getting pretty testy here on the defensive end, and a lot of pushing and shoving. Just typical MAC basketball, Rob.
It is. I think both teams are undefeated in the conference at this young point in the season.
Yeah, we've only played Delphus. We got them last week, and I'm not sure who Parkway played last week, but I think they are 1-0.
Yes, they are 1-0 in the conference, I know. Right side to Dylan Hughes, drives baseline, double team, gets a shot up, but it's blocked. And Brian Benn and Dylan Evers had him sandwiched in there. Here's Derek Judy going all the way and puts it in the hole. Derek Judy makes it 38-34. Here's Dylan Hughes on a three-point shot outside, no good. Rebound, and a foul is called on Parkway as Cale Rammel came down with the board.
Cale Rammel had position there, and number 2 just went over his back on that one.
So Dylan Evers will toss it in here. Dylan getting his first start tonight, and he has been performing quite well. And Coach Hughes of Parkway wants a timeout.
16 fouls now on Parkway, so we'll go to the line after this, and we got to start making them.
We do. 38-34, Indians on top by 4 points. We'll be back.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Forsyth Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Like for Christmas?
A puppy. Last year I asked for a puppy and got this turkey instead. Here, you can have him back.
Folks, if you get a turkey this holiday season, I hope it's deliciously prepared. Remember to give thanks for the meal, the cook, and the farmer. May you and your family have a blessed holiday season.
This message brought to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Rob Weaver, Dave Kalp with you tonight from the Portside Fieldhouse. I look across the way, see Superintendent Larry Brown, and that guy is a number one Fort Recovery Indian supporter, I'll tell you that.
I tell you what, he comes to a lot of athletic events, and that's good to see. Good to see him. He's a great guy to talk to.
He is, and like you say, he's always here. Derek Judy with the basketball. Parkway's putting a little more pressure now on the Indians here. Judy dribbles to the left, circles back out. Derek says, get out of my way, Regan. Judy comes down to the free throw line, now feeds back to Regan Martin. Martin brings it back out. Now Martin goes to the hole, stops, spins, pops the shot. It's blocked by Dylan Hughes, and there's a foul on Cale Rammel. Yep, he tripped. Going for the ball, he tripped Dylan Hughes. 38-34. Indians are on top by four with 5:41 to go in the game. Once again, for the third consecutive game, Derek Jeudy leading Fort Recovery. He has 13 so far tonight with 5:41 left. Cale Ramel's going to come back in. He apparently went out. Now he's going to come back in.
Yeah, but I think the officials are going to make him play one play.
Yeah, he has to sit for a little bit here. Just can't go right back out and come right back in. There's Fletcher Smith with the ball, the freshman. Over on the right side it goes. There's Dylan Hughes on the wing. Back out top to Gabe Schaff. Around the horn on the left to Slusher. Caleb Slusher with the basketball. Caden Slusher. Caden will give off to Riley Samples, who gives back to Caden Slusher. Way outside, guarded by Regan Martin. Slusher goes to the hole, lost a handle on it, manages to save it, but Dylan Hughes can't save it as he was going out of bounds, and he just threw it back in, and Regan Martin was there to grab it up.
Finally, a one for the turnover board there, Rob.
Timeout, Fort Recovery. Coach Melton's not happy about something.
Yeah, I think it was that last offensive play where we spread that floor and we were trying to get somebody a good chance to drive to the bucket, and then it just didn't work, and he was frustrated after that.
We'll be back in a moment. Indians on top by 4 points.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. What defines an effective true vertical tillage tool? The new Great Plains TurboMax does. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3 3/4 inch overall blade spacing, TurboMax levels your seedbed and delivers the desired residue coverage without creating compaction. Call K&L Tractor Sales today or visit us in Fort Recovery, Ohio to see what the TurboMax can do for you. K&L Tractor in Great Plains, harvest starts here.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I need to speak to one of the elves.
Son, this is Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. We don't have any elves here, but new insurance coverage from Ohio Mutual would make a great gift for your family, so I guess we're Santa's special elves.
Oh, you're an elf. Will you tell Santa that I've been nice all year?
Uh-huh.
And I want a new computer.
Uh-huh.
My own TV.
Mm-hmm. See what the elves have waiting for you, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Again, Rob Weaver, Dave Kalp with you in the fourth quarter here. 4:58 to go in the game. It's 38-34. Indians on top by four, and Fort Recovery will have the basketball. Derek Jeudy will toss it in.
Rob, with 5 minutes to go, how many times have you said the word traveling in this game? I think once.
I tell you, it's been a pretty much air-free game. What do you have unofficially?
I've only got Parkway for 5 turnovers and us now for just 3.
Derek Jeudy gives to Owen Jeudy. That's amazing.
I'm sure that's not right, but very few.
Probably not more than all. Indians almost threw it away. Went through the hands of Cale Ramel, but Derek Jeudy was there to save the day. Jeudy has the ball. Now he's fouled by Caden Slusher. 1-1 here for the Indians. 4:35 remaining. Fort Recovery leads by 4 points. Indians trailed at the end of the third quarter, 34-33. So Parkway has not scored here in this quarter. Up and off the front of the rim, no good. Come on, guys, get those free throws. Caden Slusher, right side. Backs it up. You're listening to WPGW Radio in Portland, Indiana, and FortRecoveryRadio.com. Indian basketball with Parkway tonight. Outside it goes to Caden Slusher between the circles. Passing on the left. There's Gabe Schaff. Back to Caden Slusher. A long three. It's no good. Rebound. Fought for. Who's going to get it? Nobody. It goes out of bounds. Who are they going to give it to? The officials don't know.
They're talking it over.
They do not know. Now they're going to give it to Fort Recovery.
We got a guy down. He's hurt down there on the floor. I can't tell who that is. Is that Derek Jeudy?
Yes, it is. He's holding his head. Derek Jeudy must have hit his head. That's not good news.
No, we don't need that.
We'll be back in a moment.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Well, our leading scorer just left the floor, went back in the locker room.
Holding his head. Looks like he might be going through some concussion protocol here.
That could be. So Fort Recovery playing without Derek Judy now, who is out of the game. Here's a corner shot, no good. Rebound knocked around, and they're going to call a foul on Fort Recovery. Foul on Fort Recovery. That's called on Dylan Evers. Boy, I don't know about that.
Well, I don't even think he was. I mean, he was there, but he wasn't even close to that play. But
so Parkway gets the ball back. Not a shooting situation here. Dylan Hughes, a three-pointer. He got it. Dylan Hughes, a three-pointer, makes it 38-37. Parkway back to within one, and the Panthers call timeout, and he's got 26 points on the night. What a shooter. What a player.
You know, and he started out, and he had four at the end of the first quarter, and, man, he came on there, especially in that third quarter, Rob.
Yeah, he has been red hot tonight. He's going to have a great year.
Yeah, he's been fun to watch, I can tell you that. And I've certainly followed his progress here over the last 4 years. And he's as hard a worker in the MAC as it can be. Indians are going to figure out who's going to handle this ball here right now. I'm concerned with our ball handling right now. And Owen's going to have to step up. And Regan's going to have to step up, and Kale also, and they're going to have to protect that ball for us.
Well, I would sort of think that maybe Coach might want to consider Gavin Toby. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure what he's going to do here, but he's still marking orders there in that huddle. He's still not happy.
I don't think you're going to see Derek Judy. He hit his head pretty hard.
He kept reaching up and looking for blood, didn't he? He was like, I think I'm bleeding him, and he didn't have any.
Fort Recovery with the ball as we resume play. Dylan will be putting the ball in play here for the Indians. Again, that's Dylan Evers, a senior. Got his first start of the year tonight. Goes into Owen Judy. It's going to be Owen. Owen's going to be the man. Across the timeline, works his way to the right, feeds to Regan Martin, around the horn on the left to K.O. Rammel. In the corner, Owen Judy into Brian Benn. It's tipped out of bounds by Parkway. Tried to feed Brian Benn, and Parkway got their hand up and knocked it out of bounds.
I was watching Coach Hughes down here, and, man, he could see that play starting to develop, and he was screaming, trying to get somebody to help him on Benny, and luckily they got it tipped out of bounds.
Pass comes in to Dylan Evers, back outside to Regan Martin. Martin guarded by Slusher. Slusher's playing him really tight. Oh, a collision, and Slusher's going to get called for the foul. And he got popped in the face.
Yeah, he did. He got into the nose. And Regan's got his contact out. Slusher's got his nose hurt.
that was a pretty brutal hit, as you guys saw who are watching on pay-per-view TV. Regan Martin.
We are making free throws, Rob. We are struggling at the line.
1 point lead for the Indians, and Regan Martin at the line. Going out will be Jacob Rogers, and coming in will be the freshman, Fletcher Smith. Here comes Gavin Toby in the lineup, and Brian Benn will go out.
Yeah, give him more blow.
So Regan Martin, come on, Regan. He's one of the seniors. He puts it up there. It is good. Senior night tonight. Hope you enjoyed that rebroadcast of the presentation at halftime. He will have one more. A whole bunch of seniors on this team, I'll tell you. This is up, and it is good again. Rattles around and goes down in.
We needed them. Yep. We needed them. That's 9 points for Regan.
Gives the Indians a 3-point lead at 40-37. Dylan Hughes will bring it down for the Parkway Panthers. Both teams are 1-0 in the league. Here's Hughes firing a three and missed that one. Rebound tipped away to Dylan Evers, and a foul is going to be called on Parkway. I think they're going to call the freshman for the foul. Yep. Fletcher Smith gets called for the foul. So we walk to the other end with 1-1, and Dylan Evers steps up there.
Unofficially, I think that's 8 rebounds for Dylan Evers. He's been crashing the boards, doing real well. At least 7 for sure.
Again, I'm Rob Weaver here, along with my sidekick tonight, the mayor of Fort Recovery, Dave Kalp.
Enjoying every minute of it, Rob. Thanks for having me.
Free throw is
get in there.
No good. It rattles out. Rebound Parkway. Hughes with the basketball. Comes over, listens to his dad. These two communicate more than
it is unbelievable.
Any coach and player that I've ever seen.
I was thinking the exact same thing. It's like every time that kid comes down the floor, he's got to stop and let's set up a play here. What we got, Dad?
Fletcher Smith on the left side, back out top, tipped away by Regan Martin. Martin has the ball, comes down and scores. Regan Martin on the steal and the basket.
Big steal and bucket there.
42-37. 2:18 to go in the basketball game. We're in the fourth quarter. Dylan Hughes has it tipped away by Owen Judy, and Owen gets called for the foul from behind.
He's getting a little aggressive there, trying to stop him, isn't it? All our players are trying to hold Dylan Hughes, keep him from scoring.
He will go to the free throw line here. Dylan will have 1-1. He's got 26 points tonight, mostly in the second half, I think. Dribbles the basketball, lets her fly. It's good. 27 points now. One of the finer players in the MAC, if not the finest.
Yeah, he's definitely going to get some accolades this season end.
Dribbles the basketball, lets her fly again. It is no good off the back of the rim. Rebound Brian Benn of Fort Recovery. Brian will dump it over to Regan Martin. Martin back over here to Kale Rammel. Rammel brings it down. Works the right side. Back out to Regan Martin. Owen Judy on the left. Kale Rammel, one of the youngsters here on this ball club. He's only a sophomore. And we got, what do they call, a foul?
I think I'm kind of holding foul. I think I want to go to the line.
I'm going to call that on Jacob Rogers, number 3 on him. Owen Judy will go to the free throw line. Important, super important free throws here.
Oh, man, every one of them.
Let's it go, and he can't get it to go down. In and out. 42-38. Owen has a total of only 1 point tonight. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
Come on, Owen.
I keep thinking he's going to drain a three, but they're playing some pretty good D on him, and he's not working to get open. There's one.
There's a sweet shot. Two now for Owen Judy on the night, and that was an important free throw, making it 43-38, a 5-point game. Slusher with the ball way outside. Thought about shooting, but didn't. Gives it over to Fletcher Smith. Smith passing on the left side. It goes to Gabe Schaff. Now he'll pass to Smith, and he'll fire and miss. Rebound Schaff. Back out to Slusher. Caden Slusher dribbling the basketball. Feeds over to Dylan Hughes. Hughes out to the right of the top of the key. Goes back to the left. Goes in the lane and scores. 29 points for Dylan Hughes now. 43-40. 3-point lead here for the Fort Recovery Indians. And Hughes tries to steal the ball away. It's just knocked out of bounds. Nope. Timeout is called. Timeout is called by Jim Melton, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. With 1:09 left in this game, can the Indians hang on, baby?
Boy, I don't know. I tell you what, I hope so.
43-40. Indians on top. 109 to go. We'll be back.
Cover more ground with the fast, durable Kubota Sidekick, featuring a gas-powered engine that delivers a top speed of 40 miles per hour, best-in-class acceleration and handling with cargo, and the strength to haul what needs hauling, all backed by a 2-year, 1,000-hour warranty. Get more done right with the Kubota Sidekick. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back at the Portside Fieldhouse, Rob Weaver, Dave Kalp with you. A pretty nice group of fans here. I think they allow maybe like 300 into the game.
I was just looking up there. There's a lady up there with her Jay County Patriots sweater on. Since she couldn't go to her game tonight, she came over to the Fork to watch a little ball.
Yeah. Patriots game tonight got canceled with Delta because of COVID-19 issues.
To be frustrating for the coach and staff and everybody, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Especially Jay County. They have a new coach looking forward to a nice season. Now sidelined again. Regan Martin gets the inbounds pass. Here we go. Last minute of play. Martin goes to the right, double team, passes back to Owen Judy. He's on the left to K.O. Rammel. Rammel to Dylan Evers, back outside to Owen Judy. Down to 52 seconds left. Here's K.O. Rammel, feeding on the baseline, underneath to Brian
nice
Benn,
job,
scores.
Dylan Evers.
Dylan Evers, the assist, finding Brian Benn open underneath. 45-40, Indians lead by
that was
five.
A huge bucket.
Dylan Hughes with the ball, and it's stolen by Brian Benn, and the foul's called on Parkway's Riley Samples, and the winds are changing to the Indian side of the field.
Benny got his hand up there in the nick of time. Cat-like reflexes right there, Rob.
And Brian will be at the free throw line. He was fouled, and he'll shoot two because we're in the double bonus. This would about...
I feel pretty comfortable if he makes both of these.
I feel better, yeah. He but missed,
we
missed
can.
The first one.
look at Coach Melton. He's beside himself down there. Every time we miss a free throw, he's like, what in the world?
This one's up
there
and good.
There we go.
Has a sweet shot. 6-point game now, 46-40.
12 points for Benny now. Nice game. Brian Benn, he's coming out, going... Take a little break here on the defensive end. Gavin comes in for him.
So Gavin Toby in the lineup along with Regan Martin, Dylan Evers, K.O. Rammel, and Owen Judy. Oh, Judy probably should have got called for a foul there. Here's Hughes firing a three-pointer. Does not go. Rebound Gavin Toby and a foul called on Parkway. They're going to call this one on Jacob Rogers.
Hughes might have rushed that one a little bit, but he knows he's running out of time. And...
Only 25 seconds left. Indians lead by six. These two would pretty much seal the deal. Although I've seen amazing things happen, but...
Well, without a doubt, it's going to make it a, for sure, three-possession game if he can put them in. Nice job, Gavin.
First one's up and good by Gavin Toby. He'll have one more.
Point number one for Big Gav. Look at him smiling.
Big point.
That young man, I'll tell you what, he has fun no matter what he does.
Bounces the basketball. He's one of the seniors on this team. He got it again. Two huge free throws by Gavin Toby. It's an 8-point game with 25 seconds. 48-40. Hughes right side to Fletcher Smith. Firing a three and he got it.
Quick timeout.
Fletcher Smith hits a three to make it 48-43 with 18 seconds to go. Parkway calls time. So we'll be back.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp from Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology C-Lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And in December, we're offering up to 15% off C-Lift chairs. So let our experienced customer service specialists assist you in choosing the perfect C-Lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Well, we've had a great game tonight. Fort Recovery has led most of the way. Parkway led at the end of the third quarter, 34-33, I believe it was. Am I correct?
Yes, that's exactly what it was. And that was your freshman right there that made his first bucket of the game. That young freshman.
Yeah.
Big three for him right there.
Big three for Parkway. Kept them in it. Although, I mean, only 18 seconds left.
But it's a two-possession game, and we know what our free throws have been like.
48-43. Yeah, I think I'd foul us right away here.
They're going to go into a deny defense for sure, and we got to get the ball in.
Try to steal it on the inbounds pass. If you can't steal it, foul us right away. That's got to be the strategy.
Absolutely.
Gavin Toby will throw it into Brian Benn, and he's fouled right away. Committing the foul there was Riley Samples. I think that's four on him now.
You know, we like Benny going to the line. He's got a good stroke, and he can make them. 12 points tonight so far for Brian. Leading scorer is Derek, and he's still in the locker room. I have not seen him come back out, bro.
Not a boy. Hits the free throw. 49-43, and this one here would really probably wrap it up.
Yep, that'd make her back to a three-possession game.
Eyes the basket, lets it fly, and it is no good. Rebound comes to Parkway. They could still tie with two threes. Here's Dylan Hughes on a three. No good. Doesn't go. Rebound's knocked around. Gavin Toby trying to save it, and they're going to call a foul on Parkway.
Yeah, he definitely came over pretty hard and fouled him and put Gavin back to the line.
Committing the foul was Riley Samples. I think he's just fouled out. So coming in for Riley will be Jacob Rogers. This has been a great game. Hustle, hustle, hustle.
It's been nonstop since the opening tip and just a classic MAC game, Rob.
Gavin Toby at the line. He scores.
3 for 3. Watch him smile. I guarantee it. He didn't, did he?
Not yet.
If this one goes in, he will.
And he got it. Gavin Toby with four straight free throws when they counted. 51-43. The game's over. And here's the final second. Parkway lost the ball on a turnover. And that's the end of the game. 51-43, the Fort Recovery Indians win by 8 points, but I'll tell you, this baby was a lot closer than that.
Absolutely. A lot to talk about.
We'll be back. We hope to have Coach Melton coming up also, so stay tuned for that. Indians win both the JV and varsity games tonight.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Well, we'll turn it over to Dave Kalp here, and Dave, run down the scoring for us.
Well, I'll tell you what, for the Indians tonight, it was pretty even, tell you the truth, Rob. Leading scorer was Derek Judy, who went out of the game with about 4 or 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter there with a head injury, and we haven't seen him back on the floor, and wish that man all the luck we can give him. And second was Brian Benn. He had 13 points. The big guy hit a couple free throws there at the end, got a couple offensive rebounds and putbacks.
Also, so both Derek and Brian both had 13?
Derek had 14 ahead of him, okay. and Brian had 13.
Okay.
Regan Martin had 11. Nice game by Regan. A couple of nice drives, and
That steal and bucket was big for us there in the third quarter, or early in the fourth quarter, got us going. Gavin Toby, 4 free throws. Came in there at the tail end, made all 4 points in the last couple of minutes, and we needed those free throws. Owen Judy with a couple, Cale Rimmel with 4, and Dylan Evers with 5, but I also had him for 7 rebounds for sure, and potentially 8. Nice game by Dylan, and hats off to that young man. For the Parkway Panthers, obviously the game was led by Dylan Hughes with 29 points, Robin. And that's a working man's 29 points, too. I'll tell you what.
Mr. Do Everything, I'll tell you.
Yeah, he could take it to the hole. He was scoring from outside, that young man is a good ball player, and I wish him the best of the luck the rest of the year. Slusser had 7, and like you and I talked about him, that kid can throw it. I mean, he's a 3-point specialist, and the 1-3 that he made was pretty much a Hail Mary there at the end of the third quarter, and he nailed it.
It was definitely a Hail Mary.
Yeah, it was awesome. Now, I think I got him ended up with 8 turnovers. I'm sure they had a few more, and half a dozen for the Indians, so a very clean game. I don't remember a traveling call, maybe 1, but that's unbelievable.
Yeah, you know, it is.
It's unbelievable. Here comes Coach.
You'll hand him your headset there. We'll get Coach Jim Melton on here real quickly. And, hey, in the MAC, they come to play, and they came to play tonight, huh? Congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
Well, give us your version of the game.
You don't really want to know that. We have to be better from the free throw line and rebounding. But, hey, you know what? We found a way to win, so that's really what matters. It felt like a playoff game to me. I mean, it was, you know, a game of up and down, and, you know, we had to fight through some adversity there. So kudos to our guys. They found a way to pull it out.
Well, and when your leading scorer went down, the rest of the team picked up the pieces and went on and put down the victory. And I know you don't know anything about Derek yet, but it looks like it might be a concussion protocol situation.
Yeah, I really don't know, so I don't want to elaborate either way. But, you know, when a team loses their floor general, their leader, that's why I'm proud of the guys. They stepped up. Owen, Regan, you know, Gavin coming in making some big free throws, and Dylan, you know, he gave us some solid minutes, and we're like the walking wounded right now. I mean, you know, with Clay out, I mean, we're finding a way, and, you know, I'm just really proud of him for fighting, scratching, and clawing. That's exactly what I just told him.
Just another comment about Dylan Evers. You gave him a starting role tonight, and I think he went in there and played like he was.
Yeah, I mean, Dylan's fine. He's earned it. You know, once he gets more acclimated with these bulk minutes, you know, because he had that orbital injury to his eye last year, and, you know, we're going to get him ready come tournament. He'll be ready before that. He was ready tonight, so he proved that in practice.
I thought Regan probably had his best game of the year.
Regan was phenomenal. You know, for some reason, he's relishing this role coming off the bench and being that spark plug guy. Listen, Regan Martin's defense has never been an issue with the man. I mean, he knows how to play some defense. And, you know, and he handled the ball. He drove to the rim, finished, and, you know, just we got to finish from the line. You know, games are won and lost at the charity stripe. So we were fortunate tonight because I felt like they were hitting their free throws. I don't know what the numbers are, but sure seemed like they were knocking theirs down.
Well, it was an interesting game with Hughes playing like he was. Boy, what a guy. He was tough to stop.
Yeah. I mean, he's a nice player, but I don't want to, you know, make it out any more than that. I mean, you know, we need to do a better job. We've done a better job on our opponent's top players. So we'll watch that film and we'll get better because we're going to play guys just as good, if not better, than Dylan.
And your big center, he hung right in there and did a nice job for you as well, Brian Benn.
Brian Benn, you know, he's just Brian Benn. He's just Mr. Consistency. And, you know, I can't say enough about our seniors. You know, we have 6 really great seniors. They're all really great kids. It's a phenomenal community that we have here, and I'm just, you know, just very blessed for the opportunity to be here.
Coach, we will see you tomorrow. It's not going to be any easier.
No, and Sonia's, they've got, what are they, 2-1 or something like that? They've won a couple games. A Stallman kid that's nice, and, you know, there's a Bargy kid. kid. Isaac Bargy's a nice player. So they've got a few pieces there. They're going to present a challenge tomorrow, especially with us being a little shorthanded. So
yeah, you may be short two guys tomorrow.
Yeah, we're going to have to figure some things out. So
okay. Well, hey, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Jim Melton, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians, visiting with us after the game here with the Indians pulling off the victory. And let's just take a moment here to just mention the seniors real quick who were recognized before the game tonight. The senior cheerleaders were Nicole Brunswick, Emerson Guggenbiller, Shay Ann Rodriguez. Did I say that right?
I believe so.
S-H-A-I, Shay. And then the basketball players, a bunch of them, Brian Benn, Dylan Evers, Derek Judy, Regan Martin, Clay Smits, Gavin Toby, they were all recognized here tonight on senior night for Fort Recovery. JV game again was won by Fort Recovery, 34-33. They were led in scoring by Rex Leverett with 10 points, 7 for Landon Post, 6 for Caleb Evers, 5 for Ross Pearson, 3 apiece for Riggs Toby and Alex Dew. So double win tonight. We'll take it.
We'll take it. I tell you what, it was a big fourth quarter for the Indians because Parkway put a big fourth or third quarter on us. They outscored us 16-9, and then we turned around, came back, and got them 19-9 in the fourth quarter. So we needed every one of them, Rob.
Yes, absolutely. It was a very, very competitive game, and the kind of game you just love to see. The kids played so hard on both sides, and that's what we like to see when we go to see a basketball game.
Yeah, Indians move up to 2-0 in the MAC, and you know, we got to win these home games, boys. That's all there is to it. You got to take care of your palace, and we did it tonight, and happy to do so.
And one on the road at St. John's last week, so, and it's a tough place to win, as we all know.
It was unbelievable. We went up there and put a 26-point beat down on them last week, and but Delphus is young.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.